Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the first week of December 2019 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news team is here to kick off the final month of 2019 and talk about everything that's going on here with our amazing staff. First, here is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Still great. Whoa. Still great.
A long pause.
Pregnant pause. I had to collect myself. Still great. I got a new phone and I haven't had a new phone for a couple years because I tried to go 2 years without a new phone.
Over the summer you had broken your phone and you had that flip phone for a while also, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. And then I got my new phone, my old phone fixed, which cost money to fix it, but it was less money than a new phone. And then I got a new phone.
Yes.
On a Black Friday deal.
Yes.
I'm not excited about the phone so much, but I am excited about the new case that has a foldable tripod right inside the case.
Wow.
It's something you would like. It's for creating content.
Oh man, you're going to create. So what kind of content are you going to create?
I haven't even created any. I've had the phone for a week with the case on it and I'm just excited that I have the ability to, cause like if you were like, oh dude, I have my phone, I need to create content, but I need something to stand it up. I can lean it up on this rock, but it's going to tip over and break. Whereas I'm like, oh, I could just tripod it up there.
Got a new nickname for you.
Tripod.
No, yeah, Tyson the Tripod Apostle.
Creator.
Yeah, Tyson the Tripod. That's good. That could be your whole handle for all the cool content you're about to create.
Why not just Tidepod?
Tidepod?
Too close to Tidepod. I think you'd rather be related with a human tripod than a Tidepod.
Yeah, that's true.
No, Tidepod is good. I like that.
Delicious.
Okay, so what's your first video? You're going to put this up on a rock, it sounded like, and then you're going to like talk about what?
Just life and stuff.
Life, okay.
I don't know. Why don't we have our fans chime in on the Facebook fan page and let me know what the content they want to see.
Also, Tyson, did we introduce Danny yet?
No, but everybody knows who he is.
Everybody knows who this guy is.
No introduction necessary.
Danny, only one complaint this week from one listener about Danny. Danny's so negative.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, I had made a vow after last episode to be more positive this holiday season.
And now you're not going to.
I'll still stick with it. I was like, whoa, dark cloud followed me the rest of the day.
But true.
Where did somebody complain about Danny?
On the Facebook page, I think.
I shouldn't squash holiday cheer with all of my negative ideas. So I'm going to be positive. That's my gift to everyone. At least online. In the real world,
what if people don't want that gift though? Like I'm sure there's some fans out there that enjoy your antics.
Think that I'll be able to pull this off, but I'll try.
Okay.
Positive as possible.
As long as you give it the old college heave ho, you know.
Yeah, which if you talk about college try, I didn't try very hard in college, which is why it went 10 years.
Yep. To get his associate.
Get my bachelor.
Oh, you did get a bachelor?
I did. It took 10 years, but I got it.
Is that for real or that's a joke?
No, that's for real. It took a long time.
He's like a real life Van Wilder, except for without the friends or the partying.
Parties. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, all right. Couple of other things, a couple of announcements. First off, we have to wish a very happy birthday this week to the negative one himself, Mr. Danny Monday.
Whoop, whoop. Danny, you're 41 now. Rob is 41.
This feels good. Finally. I was thinking about it today. My body keeps getting older, right? But I haven't really matured. Like mentally, I'm not mature at all. I keep waiting for that moment to happen when I get some gravitas.
Yeah, that's called arrested development, Danny.
Yeah, it really is. In my case, no one's ever going to respect me. I'm going to be this despised old man who people are like, oh, that guy's trying to be so cool. but he's just a disgusting old dude.
That's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so, because I just can't seem to mature. I'm done. It happened. I peaked at like 18, maybe 19.
You think you peaked that early?
I mean, mentally. Like, I really haven't advanced or become mature at all. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I was probably a little more probably mentally as far as intelligence goes. I don't know. Yeah, I guess probably sophomore year in high school. That's smart as.
Yeah, because if you think about your humor and on my recent trip to California for my birthday,
what'd you say? You farted in front of your family? And
No, I wasn't with my family, but basically, yes, it was just fart jokes. And I'm like, wow, dude, I'm turning 41 and I'm still laughing at farts. And then I try to imagine my dad laughing at a fart.
He never would.
No.
That's how I was watching a TV show the other day. I was like, this show is so funny. My parents would be offended and disgusted by the whole thing. When is the point when I'm going to be offended and disgusted? Or am I offended and disgusted at other programs that I have refused to watch?
Yeah.
And I don't think so. There are shows I don't like, but it's not because I'm like, oh, there you've crossed the line.
Tyson, but maybe your kids are going to grow up and Bergen and Marlo will then think things are funny that disgust you. And so
I know
I don't think so.
That's why it's funny, because your parents wouldn't like it.
I think Gen Xers are this unique breed of humans.
We're the peak of all existence.
We just don't care about anything. We don't grow up. We're very, very, in a lot of ways, kind of pathetic. I mean, like for us, like our parents grew up.
And you're speaking for all Gen
X. I am. Our parents grew up thinking like
Danny's too negative label in the first 10 minutes of the show.
No, like our parents grew up thinking like hard tack and beef jerky was the pinnacle of candy. You know, like, oh my gosh, I got
beef jerky's
chocolate.
Section that back then.
Yes, like I got a chocolate orange for Christmas. This is the best day of my life. And
my parents never had beef jerky.
I'm just saying, like, we have all of these options and they've spoiled us and kept us eternally young, which is maybe a great thing, because if we could only get science to catch up so we could reverse aging down to our mental age, well, then bam, we're ready. Whereas my parents, like if I took my dad and turned him back into a, you know, 20-year-old, everyone would know. They'd be like, oh, this guy, he's a boomer.
You're a weirdo.
I read a thing today about aging that said that there's like new evidence in the build of the proteins in your blood that there's like three steps of aging, like 32 or 34 is like the first like real step into getting old. And then around 60 again, and then around 80, there's like three shifts in the, but if you take those proteins and put them into someone older, there is significant reductions in aging.
So young blood transfusions.
Yes.
Right?
But you could probably do synthetic blood once they figure out.
It's not as good as the real stuff, Tyson. I get mine from Mexico.
Yeah.
It might also be that there's more preservatives in our food that we eat than the few that our parents ate. And that's why we haven't aged as much yet.
Yeah.
You think like a McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just forever.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
So. That's the good news.
Good.
One other thing that I want to hit before we get into our top story at this hour.
Yes.
So this week we did the live Survivor podcast down in Brea, California, and on the
how come News AF wasn't invited?
Oh, you know, I it was a total to put Rob on the my spot. Part. Yeah, we could have done News AF from Brea, California, but. On my drive down there, I was listening to all of the best of clips of the year from 2019 for all of Rob as a podcast, including News AF. So I feel like I've been talking to you guys all week because I've been listening to so many best of clips from News AF from 2019. And I'm going to start a thread in the Facebook group to get more clips. If it's okay with you guys, I'd like to do a best of News AF show for the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, perfectly okay. Let's
do it. And then we could just do a call on the phone, and then it doesn't have to be a podcast, just so we can keep in touch with each other.
Yeah, for sure. Something like more personal and professional. And then Danny can tell all his off color jokes.
I'm not that old.
So if you have best of clips from News AF from 2019, then I'm going to start the thread in the Facebook group. And hopefully we have enough gold, because I feel like I heard a lot of like medium stuff, but I feel like that there's better stuff out there. Yeah.
Okay, guys. And happy Danny starts now, by the way.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now.
This is awesome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, we hardly had any classic Danny rants pulled from 2019. So I feel like there's probably a lot of gold out there from 2019. So post that in the Group AF Facebook group. I'll start the thread after we record the podcast today. But let's talk about our top story at this hour. And I thought that this would be something that might be of interest to Danny and Tyson, being that it is, you know, sort of cycling adjacent. But there was a big uproar over a new Peloton ad, which debuted this week, which swept the internet by storm. People were very mad about this new Peloton bike commercial.
I thought it was a PSA about domestic violence. Is that not the same commercial? Well, am I thinking of a different one?
Let me just set this up. So the story here is that in this commercial, let me see if I could play it, see if it would translate. Very seemingly fit woman ends up getting a Peloton bike for Christmas from her husband.
Let's see. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Now.
Peloton, give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous.
And then she's vlogging about it.
Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace of Austin. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift.
Okay, so there it is. And people are very upset about how this woman, who's seemingly very fit, received this Peloton bike from her husband. And people are very upset all around. Tyson, that I tweeted that I'm going to tell my kids that this is Tyson's greatest cycling rival, this woman.
Mm-hmm. I do remember her.
Yes. Yes.
I only had one person pull up my professional cycling results and mock me.
Yeah. That was uncalled for.
Hey, I can vouch for Tyson. Tyson's the strongest cyclist I've ever ridden with or seen. So whoever that was, they never rode their bike with you, Tyson.
Thank you, Danny.
Even though Danny is the model for Gong Show jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even with my horse legs, I couldn't keep up with Tyson on my best day. So,
yeah.
So, well, sorry, Tyson. I'm sorry that my tweet caused you to be bullied online.
That's okay. I mean, you got to have a thick skin. It's hard to play the victim when you're 6'3, supermodel build. It's like people really just don't.
You're like, let me shield myself with my beauty and privilege.
Yeah. Can't I just rally everyone by behind me as I play the victim? Does not work.
So the one thing about this ad, to go back to this ad and to stop pouring salt on Tyson's wounds. So the one thing that really made this ad look bad to me was that someone took a screenshot of the anxious look on her face when she's showing the video to her husband. And it, to me, is the most incriminating image of the whole thing. Like, she's just begging for approval.
Right. And I want to also, that for people that were just listening to the audio, she's also like vlogging as she's going along. And then it's also weird then the vlogs that her and her husband, and even though she's filming them in portrait, sometimes somehow it's in landscape mode when they're watching it on the TV. She's like, see, honey, I did ride the bike you got me every day this year.
The Peloton bikes, by the way, are way overpriced. And that's a strategy that they have admitted to. They said when the bikes originally were priced lower, no one bought them. So they ratcheted up the price like an Apple iPhone and they just flew off the shelves. The other thing, their stock has gone down, I think, as of this morning, like 12% because of one bad commercial. And the guy in the commercial.
Oh, yeah. The guy is really he's getting hounded.
Really? He's just getting harassed because he took a job?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. People can't separate the actor.
You really can't. It's like, It's like, what, I go on Survivor token chains and now I have people in public spitting in my face? Come on.
The actor's name is Sean Hunter, a.k.a. now known as Peloton Husband, that he has been doing the interview circuit, talking about how his career has really taken a downturn, Tyson, since the debut of the commercial and how it's gone viral. He said,
"No, we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he didn't know who he was, but now Peloton Husband, people are really upset with him. He says that people turn down a pretty dark path and it turned into a nasty thing. Once something goes viral and it turns viral, people jump on that negative bandwagon and start to create any dialogue that they want. He said, my image is being associated with sexism and with the patriarchy, with abuse, with these words that I'm seeing about me. That's not who I am. He's in the commercial for 3 seconds. Nobody knows who Peloton Husband is. They couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
He's a shit bag. He's obviously a shit bag.
Tyson, from your recent experience of being bullied, I would have thought you'd have more sympathy for Mr. Peloton.
No, yeah, but no, we're different. This guy is obviously...
He's a real piece of trash. I feel bad for this guy, but Tyson pointed out, this is probably the biggest moment he'll ever have in his life. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's on talk shows...
Squandering it.
He's squandering it by complaining.
Mm. He needs to keep the momentum going by doing something ridiculous. He needs to go on and say something like, this isn't who I am. I'm not the face of the patriarchy. And then say something super, super.
He's not being Ken Boned. It's different. Like Ken Bone, I mean, it's only a matter of time till someone does dig up Ken some Bone past
guy,
and Ken Bone this guy hard.
He's ashamed for his art, not his personal life.
That's totally
for his job, not even his art, his job more. This is not the thing that he's taking pride in, is this piece of art that he had created. This is something he's getting paid for so he can pursue his art elsewhere.
Yeah, so far. So, no women have come forward and saying, yeah, I dated Peloton Husband and he bought me a Solaflex. And he forced me every day.
It is sad for this guy, but at the same time, it's like you see someone evil from TV.
What's sad is that he did get paid enough.
I think it's funny. He did. It's probably a nationwide commercial. He's probably made $100,000 on that thing.
Yeah.
$100,000. There's no way, dude. He probably got $1,000 in a coupon book for Arby's.
Did he have a line? Did he talk in it?
No, I don't know. I think all he does is have a facial expression of, I'm glad you like that bike.
Okay. So if he didn't talk in it, maybe it's less, but if he talked in it, I bet he's making about, he's making close to $100,000 off that thing, dude.
Yeah.
Unless they pull it. Have they pulled the ad or are they still airing?
No, they're sticking to their guns.
I don't know if it ever aired. Did it ever air on TV or was it just on Twitter?
Whoa, it didn't have to. Wherever they shared it was enough.
Hey, if your ad's that good, it gets out there. You don't even need to pay any money to air it. He, in an article that's from Jezebel, it's not about you, Peloton Husband. They talk about a... some other interview lines from him. He says, I currently sit there hoping I'll be able to continue auditioning for commercials without any taint.
Oh, the taint. That's a
he doesn't want
part
the taint.
Of the body for him to reference.
I'm not sure what kind of seat they have on the Peloton.
Yeah, the taint is you know where the taint is.
Yeah, it definitely gets damaged by the Peloton seat.
Yeah, unless they have one of those seats with the channels.
Cut out the taint hole.
Yeah, the taint hole.
You know, my brother, and this might not be a correct story, so if one of my brothers is listening to this.
I think actually presented as fact is always the best way
to
present
a story I remember is my parents gave one of my brothers a abdominizer, that thing you'd roll up on, remember?
Uh-huh. Ab roller,
When he was a pretty little kid and he started crying. They gave it to him as a joke and it crushed his spirits. Giving exercise equipment as a Christmas gift is what
was this Zach?
It's not a good idea. I don't want to name names, so it wasn't Zach, but we're not going through the list of brothers.
You already said it wasn't Zach. I'm assuming it was Jake.
No, I'm not going to say anymore.
Widge. It could have been Widge.
Look, all I'm saying is don't give exercise equipment to people for Christmas unless they specifically ask for it. No one should get an uninvited Christmas gift that's exercise equipment.
Okay. All right. Good lesson here at the start. This is like a holiday story.
It really is. What not to buy.
Yeah. Okay. Could we improve the Peloton commercial? Is there any way that we can do a Peloton ad that people would like, Tyson? We sharp the terrarium this thing?
I mean, anything we did they'd like more than this is the thing. So I really feel like we don't have to really try that hard. I think just like a hot dude and a hot girl just riding it as hard as they can, getting all sweaty.
I think the better commercial is the husband buys this for the wife. Then there's the commercial is just 5 minutes of arguing over why he bought this for her. What does she think? I mean, what does he think of her? You know, that's the more realistic commercial.
And then fast forward to a year later.
Yeah. It's never been used.
3 inches of dust on it with the price tag still on it and the plastic and zip ties.
And they're no longer together.
Yeah,
because their whole relationship was built on a terrible foundation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tyson, what if maybe on spec, you and Rachel could get together for a new Peloton ad. Rachel buys you the Peloton. She's like, Tyson, I want you to regain that that confidence you had when you were back cycling. And now I'm going to build you back up, Tyson.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, dude, riding indoors is like the worst thing.
It really is.
But try it. And why don't you vlog about it?
Even though I hate riding my bike indoors, I know I won't be able to ever go longer than a half hour on this thing because it's so boring.
It is. It's like a prison sentence.
I would love it because I would watch TV.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying.
I wouldn't watch somebody else.
But you stop pedaling. That's the thing. You turn on a TV, you're pedaling. You're like, this is great. I can work out and watch TV. Mm-hmm. Or you can stop pedaling and just sit there and watch TV. And that's what it always ends up being.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start off with all the good intentions, but then you're eating a bag of chips, sitting on your exercise bike, watching a movie. Yeah.
Watching a movie. Because you don't want to sweat. And also it's harder to hear when you're working out as opposed to just holding still. Yeah. Eating chips.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to get you a Peloton. That's what it sounds like.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sure. I'd take one. Sure.
But would you use it? You'd have to vlog every day for a year.
I don't want to vlog. I just want to watch TV shows.
Well, you can watch TV shows without your Peloton.
Yeah, you don't need the exercise bike.
I feel less guilty when I watch TV
from a bike seat.
Some cardio also.
What we could do is we could make a couch that's basically like a sawhorse with a bike seat on it that you could sit on and watch TV from, if that would make you feel better.
If they could just get the Peloton connected to like the electrical grid, where maybe if it's like get Peloton, save the planet. I feel like that's better way for them to go.
Yeah, power up your house, store some electricity in like a Tesla battery on the wall.
The Tesla wall.
Like that.
Even charge your good. Phone. Charge your phone with the
Peloton. No, that's a good idea. Like, hey, kids, you want to use your iPads? Jump on the Peloton and charge it up.
Yeah.
Well, remember when they had the Pokemon thing and kids were like walking all over, and then the kids were getting on treadmills and trying to get steps in, and that wasn't working.
Yeah, that was a weird. That was a weird time.
Yeah,
it was a weird time.
In summer of Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
it is crazy that we lived through some of the strangest times, dude. Mm-hmm. The Pokemon craze of 2015.
Yeah, we've had some wild stretches here on News AF. Remember the great Clownpocalypse, Danny?
Yeah, the Clownpocalypse, the jogging pooper epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy. And then we had that weirdo who was eating soup from public soup bars.
That was just one guy. That was a Broga story.
Well, I mean, somebody's eating that soup. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep putting it out there.
Okay, it's so hot.
Danny, have you ever taken your sons for a haircut that you didn't approve of?
Well, my wife cuts her hair and I don't approve of that. It's not the same thing.
Does Liz listen to the podcast?
I hope not.
Okay.
The reason I don't like her cutting their hair is because it's just such a mess. Now there's hair all over everything.
Do you do it outside?
No, she does it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I at least backyard. Put my... Yeah, she should do it outside in the freezing cold.
Do it on your neighbor's lawn. It gets sucked up in the lawn.
Oh, my gosh. That is the greatest idea.
Except for hair is actually really good fertilizer.
What? How do you know? How many corpses do you have in the back?
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard, guys.
I've heard from a friend.
Yeah, why is your grass so nice? Why is the nicest lawn in Arizona, Tyson?
Well, it's actually turf, but what I'm saying is I take my hair clippings and throw them in the plants. It's true.
Okay, now that you've got your tripod, why don't you set your tripod up next time you're throwing hair into your potted plants?
It's usually just clippings from my beard.
A Manscaped ad real quick, Tyson?
We can, yeah. There's so probably my DNA can be found in all of our plants around perimeter of our yard. But just from my facial hair.
Okay. All right. Well,
my facial hair trimmings.
The story of a San Francisco woman who had a haircut for her son, and she was dissatisfied with the haircut. So what happened was that she intentionally drove her car into the barber.
Whoa.
That's into the building. Just smash.
into the glass windows, wow. Breaking them.
What kind of car did she have?
Yeah. Do you want to hear the news report? I don't want to get any of the facts wrong here on this story.
Of course I do.
Okay, here we go. Let's go out to the CBS Bay Area.
She was upset about her son's haircut. It happened at Delta Barbershop this afternoon. Witnesses say the woman was complaining about the haircut and then went outside, started causing a scene. So the barber went to get her license plate number, and that's when things took a nasty turn. Witnesses say the woman hit the barber with her car. It sent him flying through a glass door right into a vacant storefront.
I saw.
Yeah, so... So she did. She hit the barber.
She
with
hit the
car,
barber, and then he rammed the into. Window.
Yeah,
this that could have ended real Prius. Bad for him.
She hit him with the Prius, which, Prius. If you're going to be hit by a car, I feel like the Prius is probably a safer car.
Yeah,
yeah, but you don't think the torque on that thing, because of the little electric capacity, can get up to speed kind of quickly?
No, she get up to speed quickly, but then it's like it's so low to the ground, it's well sloped. Yeah. I mean, it catapulted the guy into a window.
My grandpa had a saying that I don't think he invented, and millions of other people say it, that the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is 2 weeks. So I feel like if she would have just like sat on it for a couple of weeks, she would have been like, it's not so bad. It just had to grow out.
Yeah.
So
any idea how bad this haircut could have been, Danny?
Like Britney Spears bad?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Geez, that was a bad moment in haircutting world.
Sure.
But, it'd have to be pretty bad. Also, at the end of the day, when it's a little kid, is it a boy or a girl? A little boy or a girl?
Because
if it's a little boy, you just shave the head, right? Yeah. Or you just trim it real close. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be truly disastrous.
And even with a little girl, a nice little cropped haircut is pretty
look
cute.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's no reason for this to happen. Actually, I sympathize with every time I get my hair cut and I'm talking to the person cutting my hair, I always sympathize with them because they've got an impossible task.
Yeah. You're not going to make anybody happy hardly ever because
exactly.
You know what? Lots of people's hair, they're already not pleased with the way that their hair is. Either it's too thin, lays too flat, it's too curly, it's too straight. Whatever hair you have, that's the hair you hate.
Yeah. And also, you're asking the barber to look into your mind, see what you've envisioned for your own
hair. For yourself.
That's why
from a supermodel magazine.
Yeah, but the picture also, it's like, hey, make me look like Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. They spent 55 hours on her hair there.
Get their haircut every 2 weeks by the most expensive stylist.
By Gordon Ramsay.
I don't think you'd want your haircut by Gordon Ramsay.
I feel like he'd probably.
You think he'd do a good job?
He'd be expensive.
But I mean, it's a tough job out there being a barber, and doesn't need to be any more dangerous than it already is. I mean, you're working with sharp implements, you know, you're going to cut your finger, you're going to get yelled at. I think once when I was a kid, I took the scissors out of the barber's hand and threw them in a rage. Yeah.
My mom used to clip my ears because I wouldn't hold still. Yeah. I'd move around and just snip my ears with the scissors, and that hurt so bad.
Tyson, where that allegedly the problem was that the young son was squirming, which is probably not uncommon. And then after the haircut was over, the mom came back about 20 minutes later and started showing a small scar on the son's neck. I'm not sure if this was a scar that had been, if it's saying a scar
that kind of means
like
scar tissue.
Yeah. I don't think you'd have a cut and then describe it as a scar.
If the kid is being disorderly at the barber or whatever, it's your job as the parent to either
to wrangle that kid,
to wrangle it in, or just to leave, because that guy's doing his best and with scissors in his hand.
It's not crazy to imagine that run over hit and run barber lady might have a bad kid.
No,
the apple might not fall far from the tree.
That's hard to imagine, Rob.
And this is even going to be
there are no bad kids, just bad parents.
Yep,
that's not well.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true either. I don't.
But I think it does have a lot to do with it. I think it's sometimes true.
Yeah,
maybe even mostly true. But I don't think all the way.
Yeah, I watched this documentary on this kid named Damien, and it seemed like he was born bad. So
just like a bad dude. So it sounds Danny has probably negated your theory.
Maybe. I do want to say the barber seems to be fine.
What kind of parent?
He's out of surgery. There's a picture of him with a thumbs up. I don't like to do stories on News AF where people die. I feel like it's much less funny if somebody died. That the barber is giving a thumbs up. The woman is still at large. She's been identified as Ruby Delgadillo. She is driving a 2006 Toyota Prius.
Dildo.
They have not found her yet. She is still at large. So
really on the lam.
Yeah. So they're staking out super cuts all over the Bay Area.
It'd be cool to be on the lam for something like a jewelry heist. That's cool. But this is not, just turn yourself in.
I think this is even funnier because it's like, where did she go? And this thing is such a weird thing that she's like, now I'm going to disappear and get to like the Canadian border before the authorities can catch up with me.
She needs like a big mullet wig to put on the kid and then say, wait, is that haircut, mom? Oh, that kid's got way too much hair.
Yeah, way too much. Who would? That's definitely at least 2 to 3 weeks grown out. I wonder what kind of parent Peloton dad would be. Peloton husband.
Dad's kid is like, hey, why is our son have a 1 week overgrown haircut? Take him to the barber right now and get that haircut that I told you about.
That's your job.
Peloton dad would put the fear of God into the child and the child would sit there perfectly still, maybe even slightly trembling as he received his haircut.
Honey, lights out. 9:30. You've got an early morning ride tomorrow. Left a list of errands on the counter for you.
You know what? What if they didn't even give this Peloton husband any instruction? They were like, why don't you just improvise?
Improv it.
Yeah, and this is what he came up with. It's all on him now. Mm-hmm. And I think Peloton just needs to come out and be like, we didn't even write a commercial.
There was no script.
These two actors improv the whole thing.
This was this guy's idea. Peloton dad, he
was the director.
We had a whole different script. It was Hanukkah. There was a lot. There were many presents.
Mm-hmm. 12 days of Christmas theme. It was a lot of stuff going on. And she actually demanded the Peloton. And that was our whole thing. And then they wanted to go this direction. And they said that they knew best because they were the artists. So we let them have free range. That's Peloton.
Because we here at Peloton, we respect the vision of the creator.
Yes, exactly, dude. That's exactly what they should come out with. That'd be so great, dude. What a twist.
Yeah. We had a whole storyline of patients that were trying to improve their cardiovascular fitness after heart surgery, and they were slowly rebuilding their confidence. And this guy just came in and totally came in with his own plan.
His own radical idea, refused to do it any other way, but we knew he was the guy.
This actor. We will never work with him again.
Peloton
jumps.
Up. I hope Peloton listens to this podcast.
Yeah, get us on board. Okay. All right.
Danny not amused.
Danny, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm reading the next article. I've moved on.
Barely.
All right, Danny. So did you know what the speed record was for driving across the country?
I do now.
Could this be the new next guy's trip for you and Christoph?
I don't like to speed. I can't do it. I just can't live in fear for that long.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny.
No, let's do the whole article. Let's get the details and then talk.
Three men broke a record of the previous record was 28 hours and 50 minutes to travel across the USA. These three men went from Manhattan to the Portofino Hotel in Redondo Beach in 27 hours and 25 minutes. They broke the record.
Their moving average was 104 miles an hour.
Oh, that's not that scary, actually. Mm-hmm.
But their maximum speed was 193.
Okay.
That's more scary.
That's very scary.
All right. First off, Danny, do you know the details on this? How many laws did they break?
They were breaking laws from beginning to end.
And I know it's ex post facto, but it's sort of like, aren't they sort of like rubbing in everybody's faces of like, hey, we just sped across the whole country. So,
did they ever get pulled over? Did they ever have to pay any tickets?
Let's see.
They had 20 different scouts to avoid police interference. They used multiple technologies to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference between this and then if you have like a video of like, hey, here's my breathalyzer from last night and I drove home. You know, I had a blood alcohol content of, 0.09.
Admitting guilt.
Yeah, you didn't catch me, though. So I was the drunkest person to ever drive home.
Well, I don't know exactly how that works because also there's like actors and actresses admit to doing drugs all the time on talk shows.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything the police can do because they have no evidence themselves that these people actually sped.
Here's their odometer.
No, the police have no evidence.
But
the police are in possession of no evidence. They're not going to be able to get a warrant for this. To go in and seize all their electronics. Articles.
They're coming out with interviews. Average speed. Their average speed is over the speed limit.
Maybe they were driving on private roads the whole way.
Yeah.
They were driving on incognito mode?
Yeah, on private roads.
Privately owned roads.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to build one privately owned road all the way across America and no speed limit. Mm-hmm. That'd be rad.
They put out a press release. Why? Are they trying to get on the NASCAR circuit?
Well, I think this is obviously something people do.
What? This is a yearly celebration.
These guys are trying to be the most coveted Uber or Lyft drivers that people would want them. The Uber or Lyft are going to start really forking over the money to try to sign these guys.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I mean, this doesn't appeal to me at all. Driving 28 hours straight in a car, stressed the entire time. Oh, I do it in a helicopter. No speed limits. Actually, you could fly right down on top of a helicopter. I mean, on top of a cop's car with a helicopter. There's nothing he could do as long as you don't land on his roof.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
In most cases, it's totally legal.
But aren't we doing that every day?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a helicopter personally. But when I do, Tyson, I'll pick you up and we'll just go harass the police. Actually, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
I think that the key is the time of day that you leave. I think you probably want to leave Manhattan around 2 a.m.
Yeah, but then you got to time it with all the other cities with traffic that you cross through as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably maybe leave a little bit later than that. Leave 11 o'clock at night from in Manhattan, and then you hit LA around 2 a.m. Sorry, then you miss rush hour in New York and LA.
Yeah, he says that he doesn't plan on trying it again because he got so lucky with no construction, perfect weather, no traffic. He doesn't think it could be duplicated.
Wait till Peloton lady gets on a bike.
The husband buys her a G wagon. you gotta get me to California.
All right, so congratulations to the new speed record of the guys who drove across the country. Tyson, this is a story. We've had so many animal stories in 2019 here on News AF. This is the story of the sad story about the sex-crazed duck.
Such a... I don't even know.
Dave the duck is sex crazed. He tries to mate 10 times a day. Unfortunately, it has resulted in a infected phallus for Dave.
Honey, I swear I'm addicted to sex. I can't stop having it. I'm the Tiger Woods of ducks.
Dave the duck is having problems with his phallus. And
thank you.
Yes, it's like the start of a joke, and it is not having to be removed. He's been trying to mate with his friends Dora, Freda, and Edith, even after having the phallus removed.
Ooh, Danny, do you have any advice for this duck?
Ah, man, there's a lot of ducks out there. It's crazy to me that this one duck is getting so much attention. Is he a zoo duck? Is he a park duck?
So like, he is a domesticated pet duck. So there are other female companions that he tries to mate with them 10 times a day. No word on whether it is a mutual feeling between the female ducks, which Dave cohabitates with. And unfortunately, fate has dealt him a crushing blow, an infected phallus. And now he needs to have it removed. The pet owner, I believe his name is Josh Watson, said he was prescribed that he needed to give the pet duck antibiotics, painkillers, and give him an intimate wash every day, Danny.
An intimate wash. You know what? That is a dedicated
pet owner. That's like a happy ending.
Yeah, you're giving your
a happy ending.
Your pet an intimate wash.
I don't think there's a release involved.
Intimate would suggest otherwise, Rob.
I think it's an intimate area that you were washing, but
I don't like this story. This is like
it's not a sensual wash.
What a pet duck? What return do you get on a pet duck?
Love.
You know, like, does it guard your house?
Yeah, at the point where I have four pet ducks, and then they tell me that one of my pet ducks is going to require an intimate wash for me every. I'm out. That's it.
Yeah, but you have not had the bonding. Like, the duck cracks out of the egg. First thing it sees is you. It thinks it's you're its mom for the rest of its life.
Tyson, remember, Rob, Tyson's a turtle owner. So when it comes to like low mileage pet animals,
I know
like,
more.
Tyson knows all about him. He's like, yeah, I get so much love from this turtle. And these ducks, it's just too much work. Like for a duck, maybe if the duck is fetching his slippers and bringing him the newspaper every morning, there's, you know, that's okay. But this duck isn't doing anything but crapping in his house and humping everything it sees.
Dave the duck loved to copulate.
That's his favorite thing.
He was addicted to it. The Tiger Woods of ducks.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to just keep saying that because that's the best that's joke I've created joke. All day, I think.
The Tiger Woods of ducks. How's his golf game?
It's probably better in the past.
Are we talking about Tiger Woods or the duck?
Yeah. A few birdies.
Yeah.
Nice dad joke.
So once he realizes he's what he's missing, he may be slightly more concerned. But Dave the duck might not be all there in more ways than one now.
Anything mentally? Yeah. He's out of sorts.
Yeah. Seems like he's still trying to do his thing.
Of course, that's what he's programmed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the number one programming for an animal is to reproduce.
Yeah, they it's said like on the most face important of it, job. He was actually pretty oblivious to the fact that he'd lost his manhood. He was up and about eating, doing his normal duck things immediately post surgery.
Wow.
If they, only all of us could be so resilient.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, when your mind is that focused on just mating with other ducks, I feel like you don't have room for pain or anything.
Also, there's no time for pain.
Worst of all, Dave the Duck, who has been harassing all the other female ducks. I think that also that the most disturbing part of the story was that for Christmas this year, Dave the Duck bought all the other female ducks a Peloton.
Ooh, good. Yeah, that was the
last straw.
Yeah, maybe I was on Dave's side for a little while, but now it sounds like he's like the Harvey Weinstein of ducks.
Yeah, no, it's really not good. And even having his phallus removed has not slowed him down.
Yeah, I think that's probably due to the fact that when you get an appendage amputated, you still have ghost feeling in the
Phantom dong.
Yes. Phantom dong.
Yeah. They said he doesn't stop throughout the year over winter. He's supposed to calm down and the ducks stop laying eggs, but he does not stop mating. He just carries on. That according to his owner, Josh says, I think his female companions do like him. They obviously sometimes get fed up with him and wander off.
How does this news story get picked up? Like, how did this news story begin?
My story is the Daily Mail, Danny. I'm not making up.
I know, but it starts in some lonely man's living room. And then how did it go all the way to the Daily Mail, which is pretty big?
Yeah.
And then to our podcast. Okay. This is like crazy.
Which is bigger than Daily Mail.
Is Josh the duck owner living vicariously through Dave the duck?
Of course, dude. Of course.
He says he's just one male with a load of ladies. He's definitely going to enjoy that scenario, I think.
All right. Now the movie rights are being sought after by several studios. Talk about Dave the Duck story.
Do you think that maybe Weinstein had his brain transplanted into a duck?
Like we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was one of the ideas that we had for different criminal offenders of having their consciousness transferred to animals.
Yep. This is what happened, Danny.
This is, you know what? I think there's like a perfect storm when it comes to news.
Is that where Harvey Weinstein's been?
Where?
In the duck's body.
I got in this duck's body for a while.
You know, I saw a video of
him at a comedy club.
Weinstein being helped along the street, like someone was helping him. He was kind of wobbling, and I wonder if that's because his brain is in this duck, and so he's got his motor skills, but not the ability to kind of walk with any fluid style.
They could put my body into jail, but I'll transfer my consciousness to this duck.
Look, Harvey,
consciousness probably got transferred to Harvey, and waddling doesn't work on the human feet.
It's like, Harvey, jail doesn't have to be a life sentence. I've got a new groundbreaking thing. I can transfer your brain. He's like, that's great. So they'll think you're in jail, but really you'll be out and free to do whatever. He's like, cool. He's like, there's just one hiccup. I can only put your brain into a duck's body.
Yeah, well, just surround me with women ducks.
And I need an answer immediately.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Like Tales from the
Sounds like episode. He finally got his... Yeah. Getting his dong chopped off and everything.
So, okay. That's that, you know, karma.
You can't escape it.
Yeah. Okay. And then we always like to talk about some interesting new food entrees around the world. South Korea, Papa John's. Danny, in all your world travels, did you ever stop in South Korea and visit Papa John's?
No, but I just put it on my list just now.
They have a new American pizza. Tyson, which has a hot dog on every slice.
Ooh, on every slice.
An entire hot dog? Mm-hmm.
Is it real hot dog or is it actually pepperoni that they're calling hot dog?
Well, you can see if you look at the Instagram.
It's real hot dog?
Yeah. It is a pizza and each slice has a, you know, vertical full hot dog on it. So I guess
that gave me the chills and not the good kind.
I guess what you could do is if you end up doing the thing where you like fold the pizza slice over.
That looks good.
Bit of like a pizza bun on this hot dog.
Wow. Danny, you'd eat this?
Oh, yeah, I'd eat this. I'm not liking how the crust looks. The crust isn't sending out a message that this is a great pizza, but yeah, I'm like the look of that hot dog.
I heard that Korea is the Chipotle's in Korea is actually doing hot dog bowls, and it's just a bunch of minced hot dog meat in a bowl as the American flavor of Chipotle as well.
Boy. Are hot dogs really big overseas in terms of like, hey, have some of this really amazing American food?
Have a taste of America.
That's what they think American food is hamburgers and hot dogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to some degree, they are correct.
Yeah. What's more American than a 4th of July barbecue with hamburgers and hot dogs? Apple pie. Yeah.
Answer us that. Yeah. An apple pie with a slice of cheese on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apple pie made with hot dogs.
Yeah. What about a hot dog? Pretty good.
Hot dog meat.
Yeah. Hot dog meat.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that America's favorite meat is hot dog meat.
Well, I think that's what actually Mitt Romney said when asked what his favorite meat was. I think he did say hot dog, which is a great answer.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd eat this, Tyson. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe
I guess I would try it if I'm all there with you.
The hot dog might be a great metaphor for America that, you know,
they're going to say for the duck.
It's all different things in our country. And that's what makes us great. They call us a melting pot. And that's truly a hot dog is a melting pot of meat, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's all from the same type of animal, but it's a melting pot of body parts from that animal. Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far, Tyson.
All different kinds of people.
You think it's different meats from different...
Any meats. They're like, what meats do we have left over?
So do you think there is a truly kosher hot dog? Or
I always get kosher hot dogs.
Yeah. But do you think there's pork in there still and octopus meat and stuff?
I hope not. How do they get certified? If they have stuff in there.
How do they test for pork? How can they test for pork meat, but... Like, do you think they can pull the hot dog and be like, we got to run it through this scanner to see if there's any pork meat in here or shelled fish?
I don't know. We'll have to
talk to a scientist.
I have some experts that I can ask about this.
I did put some hot dog just the other day in my omelet, like 2 days ago.
Hot dog omelet.
Yep.
Yeah.
My dad, when I was young, used to do that.
It tasted pretty good. I'm not ashamed.
Hot dog and
the
eggs.
Hot dog really, like, there was a lot of hot dog flavor diffused throughout the omelet.
Yeah. Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's a good thing. I mean, you could be shamed for eating a hot dog omelet or a hot dog pizza, but those people are just jealous.
Okay. Yeah, that you have hot dogs for breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Because I'm American. I sleep every night in the American flag.
You could do
it. And wake up every morning with a hot dog in my mouth.
All right. So before we get to DBH, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And this is a good one. This is from our friends over at Noom. And what Noom does, it is a habit changing solution that helps users develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. And if you're out there, Peloton husband, then maybe you should take a listen to what we're talking about, because getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting into those goal genes like Danny has tried to do over the years, or being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self-care. The Noom is an app which helps you set specific goals that you want to achieve. What if you could use one program for all your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps and workouts. It's all right there in one place, with calorie trackers and meal plans. And then you have a goal specialist option as well, and a community of members to keep you motivated and accountable. It's like a workout bestie all in one place. I've got the Noom app on my phone. I've got it synced up to my exercise tracker, which I won't say the name brand of. And then also I have access to a specialist who I can ping with my questions, and her name is Emily. And if I have any questions about what I want to do in terms of my workout or weight goals, that she is there to talk me through it with physical examples about better self-care, being more confident, psychological examples, the ability to make healthy choices, and also in terms of social examples, because you can't just hide at your house. You don't just stay home because you don't want to be tempted. You could learn to resist temptations, be comfortable in social environments, and trust your ability to make good choices. Noom is based in psychology, and Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a health healthy and easy to stick to way of life. You're human. If you go off track, there's no shaming, Tyson. Just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/Rob. That's Noom.com/Rob. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Rob to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/Rob, the last weight loss program that you need. All right, Danny, take it away.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
You know, for my bolt hole today, I could share lots of stories. There was, I have some backed up stories. One about this new technology that allows you to poo freely into the toilet, and no longer will the poo cling to the porcelain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got a new slimy, cover you can put on there, which is nice. You know, now you don't have that embarrassing thing when you go over to your, you know, girlfriend's house or a stranger's house and you leave a giant
poo streak.
Yeah. All right. And then you're like, hey, can I borrow a brush, a toilet bowl brush? And they're like, why? Like they can't
for no reason.
Yeah. No reason asking for a friend. And then, yeah, then you clean it. Anyway, I wasn't gonna talk about that, but now I feel like I need to, I'm going to give my positive take on Christmas.
Good.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I'm going to list the things I like about Christmas in an attempt to start being more positive this holiday season. I could think of tons of things I don't
Danny, did you just change yourself because that person that said you were too negative, was that like the Peloton commenter that made you completely change who you are as a person?
I had been thinking about this since last podcast, right? And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to try and just be positive this holiday season. So I started to think, what do I like about Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a long list, but still, I will share it. I do like the music, even though my wife claims I don't, right? I do. She always turns it off when I walk into the room because I'm the Peloton husband. And she turns it off because she thinks I don't like it. I actually do like Christmas music.
Okay.
The old Christmas music.
What's your favorite Christmas song, Danny?
You know, I like Jingle Bells.
Yeah,
I
like going to the test.
Yeah. I like Jingle Bells. Gosh, dude, I can't even.
By which artist would you say?
Oh, they're all old timey guys.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah, Bing Crosby has a whole album.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Thank you guys for helping me out. The problem is my wife has this one. Oh, here I go. I'm going to complain. I'm going to stop it right now. All of those, Tyson.
Come on, Danny. Mm-hmm. People like it.
Okay. So I like Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. I think Christmas lights are awesome. Okay. I think if a neighborhood gets together and agrees to have Christmas lights, I think that's awesome. It's not awesome for the one guy who doesn't have lights because then you're driving down the street. You're like, oh, that's beautiful. Wait, and then you see
like
that one
the
guy.
Houses or like the town?
The houses like out here, like it's cool when one street has it, but when one person doesn't, you're driving by, you're seeing all these beautiful lights. You see one house that isn't lit and you begin to wonder what's wrong with that person.
Well,
you know,
they don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. But that's not what you think about. You're like, is that guy, you know, what's he hiding? I kind of think that I'm like the house is all
in your neighborhood.
Yeah, in my neighborhood with my mindset, I'm like, why is his house so dark? What, you know, what is he hiding? Why does he hate Christmas? What's his deal with Jesus or Santa or whoever?
I say, look, that family is lucky. They don't have to put up any decorations.
Yeah, well, I feel that way. I don't want to put up any decorations or lights, but I do because of the Tyson's favorite thing in the world, the power of shame. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the dark house that people drive by and wonder what's going on with that family. Mm-hmm. So I like Christmas lights. You know, we're doing the pixie gift thing. And I just got my gifts. I love receiving gifts as long as they're not junk.
You already got your gifts?
Well, we do like little gifts leading up to Christmas, which is a whole bunch of work.
Wow.
Gosh, that's it. I think that's my list. That was really hard to come up with those. I can think of a lot more things to complain about. But, you know, overall, as a season, it's pretty sweet, especially if it snows. You know, the snow kind of covers up all the garbage and all the dead trees.
Nice. Yeah.
And it adds a beautiful layer. You don't get that in the desert. You don't get that, you know, where you live, Rob. The snow is kind of like this blanket, this like it wraps the landscape in like a Christmas wrapping.
Sweeping all the garbage in your house under a rug.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. So it's really nice when it snows as it gets near Christmas.
Yeah. Snow covering anything is nice for a solid day. And then you start to get like then the garbage and the snow start to blend together. Yes. That's not as nice.
The snow turns gray and it starts like, then it becomes that's like really this apocalyptic landscape. For that one day, though, it's really nice. It's absolutely gorgeous. And so I love that. That's my positive take on Christmas.
I like that. You've appeased 0.01% of the listeners by being positive. But now for the rest of them, what is your grandest and greatest gripe of the holiday season?
Okay. Well, here's something. Christmas is supposed to be this joyous moment. You know, like, first of all, it's a month long.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to gripe about my wife. She takes on all of these responsibilities that ruin Christmas for her.
Yes.
She takes on, my family does like a Christmas calendar. My family does pixie presents. And it's like, she takes on all of these responsibilities. She overthinks every single present. So the entire month of December is like every day she's riding a Peloton bike, you know, all
a
day long.
A self-induced Peloton bike.
Yeah. And she invites it into her life. And when I come in and I offer suggestions on how to cut out, so trim the fat of Christmas so you can actually enjoy it, what happens? What happens? I get yelled at for hating Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the Grinch.
Like, yeah. No, my love of Christmas is making me say these things to you so that you can also enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And so that's the one thing that just drives me crazy is that Christmas requires so much now that there is no joy in Christmas. It's just every day something's required and there's the expectations are impossibly high.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of suffocates the joy of Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get that, man. Thank you for that. So that's
why would you maybe end on that?
Because 99.9% of our listeners want to hear that.
But
we want to keep all our listeners, even the one that complains all the time.
So I just so everyone knows, I do find joy in Christmas. I don't find any joy in Thanksgiving, so I'm not even going to try to pretend that I do. But when it comes to Christmas, there are things about Christmas that I actually like.
Yeah. Andy, you're too hard on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it comes and goes. There's no hype. There's no like, I'll be honest that too many Friendsgivings.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is one day.
Thanksgiving is Christmas's seat warmer. It's like, it's a pointless holiday.
It's a test run on the food.
Hey, I was thinking everybody in the office, we should have office giving this week. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah. And eventually Christmas will slowly infect Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving will become a type of Christmas and they'll mutate each other like two bacterias joining forces to create a super bacteria.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
like a good bacteria or a bad bacteria.
Stop. I want to end this on a positive note. So stop going back to the things I dislike. I like Christmas, love the music, love the snow. I like seeing my kids' faces when they open their first present or two. By the 10th present, they're self-destructive. But Christmas is a great time of year and I'm going to enjoy it this year and I'm going to be positive and I'm going to say happy things to people.
Okay.
Very good.
There you go.
Thank you, Danny.
All right. Great job, Danny. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't forget, leave us your best of 2019 moments in our Facebook group because I'm working on a best of 2019 on News AF special for the end of the year. Tyson, it's also the end of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Are you working on any best of the decade lists, Tyson?
Best for myself?
Best tweet of the decade? Yeah.
I erased all my tweets.
You did?
Why?
I wish I could.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because if 50 years into the future, I don't want to get in trouble for joking about duck penises.
Mm-hmm. You think that's how long it'll take?
In 5 years into the future, I don't want to get in trouble for making fun of duck penises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think because the next alien invaders are going to be duck-like in form?
I don't know what or where or how, but... I all of my tweets are gone and I started afresh. It's just nice
started new.
Why am I giving all that content for free when I can give it all for free here on the podcast? This is where you got to go to get your pizza.
Did you save the archive before you downloaded it to publish a book?
No.
Wow.
That would be a smart idea. Like, hey, I've taken down all my tweets, but you can buy them in book form.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's going back and reading all my tweets anyways?
Well, if they were a book.
Well, if you ever become
maybe you could talk to me if you could convince Stephen Fishback to read them if they were in a book.
That's true. He loves books.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever a bad actor on a commercial.
Maybe you could be on the Paraphrase podcast if you had your tweets as a book.
Dang it. Well, screwed the pooch on that one. I got to get back to work. I got 13,000 tweets to compose.
Wow. Is that how many you had sent out?
Probably.
Dang.
Something like that. Yeah.
Maybe more.
All right. There you go. All right.
Got some reviews real quick.
Real quick.
This Cranch is lit. 5 stars. Eggplant throwback. !!
Yeah. Okay.
And then the next one. Like slurping down a bowl of hot soup. 5 stars. Wow, it's good.
No eggplants, though. I kind of like the eggplant thing.
No eggplants.
That's good. I'm glad that we're moving away from the eggplants. I like words. I like eggplants.
Really?
But I like words, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Both is a nice mix.
Yeah.
Great job once again. All right. So for positive Danny, do you have anything else to add?
Life is beautiful.
All right.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Tyson, anything else?
That's all.
All right. We'll be back with more News AF coming this Tuesday. So be on the lookout for that. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.